Blog Talk Radio.
From sunrise to Singapore and all points in between, you're tuned in to Get Motivated with J-Dog.
Good evening, everyone. This is Jonathan J-Dog Letterman, your host of Get Motivated with J-Dog. And tonight we're going to continue our discussion that we started last week about the Tax Law Thief. We're going to have Salon Barkley on. He is the author of The Tax Law Thief with a lot of great information from his work done internationally researching tax law and telling the story of a couple that had to escape basically persecution so that the lady in the book could get treatment and can live a longer life. And we started off last week, we started talking about, you know, there are, you know, some alternative medicine natural remedies out there to help. And here in the United States, we're having a hard time getting into the market because of the FDA, the Federal Drug Administration. And I said last week, you know, one of the biggest lies that you're going to hear from the federal government is, we're going to help you. And then I jokingly said, you know what the opposite of progress is? It's Congress. And guess what? All over Facebook over the last couple of weeks, I've seen that. The opposite of progress is Congress. And it was interesting that it comes back to, if you want something done, do it yourself. If you want to get healthy, make healthier choices. And until we stop relying on the FDA and our government to bring these natural remedies to the marketplace, we're going to have issues. So I'm very excited that Salon Barkley is going to be joining us in a little while to discuss his book, The Tax Law Thief. A big shout out to Audrey Parente from Bold Ventures. I had the opportunity over the weekend to attend her Pulp Venture Con, which was really nice. It was Pulp Adventure Con, and Bill Bellman, the illustrator for Captain America, was there, so I had an opportunity to meet him and talk to other people, and it was great to see all these people following their passion and doing what they were doing, be it illustrators, they were making comic books, some were selling comic books, some had hardback books, some had artwork. It was just amazing to see people following their passion. And we say it all the time on the show, passion plus action equals success. And that is so true. When you go out there and you put your passion into action, it's amazing what can happen. When you take action steps, it's amazing what can happen. And when you're committed to doing the right thing and following your heart, it's incredible what you can manifest. So I wanted to talk a little bit about manifestation before we get to Ceylon and bringing things to fruition and being healthier, overcoming obstacles, and understanding different adages out there. Yesterday was a great example. I got on my laptop. I went to the Relay for Life website, and I saw that the Relay for Life of Sunrise has 13 Hope Club members, 44 teams, 167 participants, and it's great to have somebody like Salon Barkley helping us. Publishing company is going to donate a percentage of all book sales to the American Cancer Society Relay for Life of Sunrise and Tamarack. And I wanted to just share with you that when you reach out to people, things happen. I reached out to a lady. She had mentioned she was going to donate. She wrote back, I totally forgot. I'm sorry. And she went online and made a very nice donation that now puts me at $1,032 raised towards a goal of $2,500 for the American Cancer Society Relay for Life. And that money is used for research, education, advocacy, and services. And there were some people that they answered me back, oh, I can't. I wish I could help. I didn't answer them back because I realized they were coming from a position of lack. And in this life, you can come from a position of lack or you can come from a position of abundance. It's yours. Those that come from a position of abundance get things done and they start to manifest things that they've wanted to do. Such was the case with Saquon Barkley. And he'll tell you all about himself in a minute when we bring him on and his book, The Tax Law Thief. So let's get to Saquon. We want to thank him for calling in to get motivated with J-Dog. If you'd like to call us tonight, you can call in at 323-642-1530. And Saquon, I believe you are on the line.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm calling from sunny, cool North Carolina.
Excellent. Well, we're here in sunny Florida, and it actually got a little cool earlier. We got down to 66 degrees, so it's kind of funny to watch everybody scrambling with their winter jackets and their hoodies on. But yeah, North Carolina, I know this time of the year, it's very nice. It's, you know, you got the winter, and you do get some snow up there, but you also get to look forward to the spring.
It's we get a little snow 3 or 4 times a winter. It's not it's unlike Siberia where I've spent many winters.
Right, and I wanted to talk about that because you you know, the idea of the book, The Tax Law Thief, wasn't something you woke up one morning and said, "Hey, let me write a book." It was a culmination of your work, you know, overseas, and you mentioned Siberia. And tell us a little bit about the work that you did with this drug, Taxol, other organic, you know, I don't say cures because there's really not a cure for cancer, but there's, you know, things out there that are organically that will slow the process down.
Yeah, exactly. And the frightening or the upsetting and sad part of it is the federal government, our government, knew since 1895 that plants had the capacity to dissolve spindly fibers within the cells. And these spindle fibers are necessary for the mother cell to create a daughter cell. And in 1955, the NCI, the National Cancer Institute, established the Cancer Chemo National Service Center, and they were going to solve the riddle of cancer. 7 years later, a guy by the name of Arthur Barkley, a Harvard biologist, no relation, bagged and tagged paper-thin bark from the Oregon yew tree, and he shipped it to Boston. And a few years later, they had soaked all of his various samples in alcohol, and he was able to extract a slurry that was sent to fractional laboratories in the Research Triangle in North Carolina. There, Dr. Wall isolated cells that were toxic to the materials that were toxic to cells. And he announced this finding in Miami in 1967. And this made headlines around the world that this new drug coming from the yew tree, from the Oregon yew tree, was a possible cure for cancer. Research started all over the world. The Chinese got involved. A lot of countries in Europe got involved. The sad part of this is, Jonathan, that for the next 20, almost 30 years, because of shortages of bark, the screening process, funding, inter-agency arguments and fights and turf wars, the drug never got to the women that needed it. Eight women out of every 100 in America needed the drug for breast cancer at that time. And while I was working in China in the 90s, I got involved with extracting the Taxol from the yew tree, and was cognizant of the delays by the FDA in approving this. They were 32 years in not approving this drug that they knew would cure 6 out of 10 women's breast cancer. And this is the basis of the story. That so my story, The Taxol Thief, is set in 1991. when the FDA had said that the drug would be approved. However, it didn't get approved for over two more years. And my character tries to smuggle a drug from China through Russia back to America to save his young wife's life. And he gets caught by the KGB, and because America hasn't declared the drug as safe or approved, the Russians deem it unapproved and illegal, and hence my character is salted away in a gulag in Russia for 5 years as punishment, and sadly his wife dies. However, she was pregnant, and the child lives. Now, that's the story in a nutshell.
Cool. And you know, it's bringing it to light. And as I said in the beginning, you know, I jokingly say it all the time, the opposite of progress is Congress. And, you know, you have the FDA and they say, oh, we're here to watch out for the safety. And last week I made the comment, I said, yeah, they're going to watch out for our safety. They're going to ban people from coming in and out of our country. And then in the next breath, they're going to let people with mental health issues get a gun. You know?
Yeah. Right.
So I say the biggest lie you're going to hear from the government is we're here to help you. Here it is, 30 years for this drug that could have been saving lives. And do we know about that are out there, or just natural enzymes, for example? And I'm sure you're familiar with the celery extract. You know, the enzymes in the celery extract can be used, again, not to cure cancer, but to slow the process down.
Yeah,
There are a number of
extracts from a host of drugs or plants that can be used in this process.
And that's the thing, is that here we have the natural ability. It's the same thing. People don't realize in this country many, many, many years ago, hemp, which is the plant that produces marijuana, was a cash crop. And
right.
All of a sudden, the federal government decides, no, people are getting stoned because of the THC. But then we realized if we eliminate the THC and we take the cannabis oil, it slows down the growth of these bad cells in your body, and you become healthier. So, again, have you worked with anything in your studies with working with Taxol? Have you worked with anything with the cannabis oil for health issues outside of cancer?
No, I have not. This has been a kind of a full-time job for me for a long time. And
excellent.
And it's changing a lot. You know, in 1991 and 92, Taxol was selling for close to $7 million a pound, and we were bringing on the market for one tenth of that price, and Congress had excluded us, let me rephrase that. Congress had given the Taxol ability to market into the top 65 countries to Bristol-Myers Squibb, thereby cutting all the other sources of Taxol basically out, and, you know, leaving us with places like Malawi and Central Africa, who didn't even have a oncologist in their country, Kenya and some other places.
And that's, you know, the sad part about that is, you know, it becomes all about the money, and becomes about greed. And we talk about that a lot, you know, the greed factor. And greed is, you know, one of the seven deadly sins. And if you look at what brought the Roman Empire down, one aspect of it was greed. And here you have Bristol-Myers Squibb. It's like, well, $1 million a pound?
$7 million
a pound. It's like, who's getting rich off of this?
The stockholders, all through the 90s, it averaged over $1 billion a year, and who was paying the freight was the women with breast cancer or their insurers, to the tune of $1 billion a year. When Bristol-Myers Squibb knew that there are other sources for it overseas, I met with Bristol-Myers Squibb in Tokyo when their head of merchandising, Diane DeFuria, came to Tokyo. We met, and I talked with her about sourcing the Chinese Taxol into Bristol-Myers Squibb to cut down the price, and she wasn't interested.
It's amazing to me, you know, here it is, the pharmaceutical companies, the insurance companies, all these companies, they're, oh, we're going to help you, we're going to make sure you're healthy, we're going to make sure that we have a health care system, and you know what, we don't have a health care system, we have a sick care.
I'm losing you a little bit, but it's even worse than that. You know, basically the FDA, the National Cancer Institute, gave up when they couldn't figure out how to give women the Taxol drug because it was making them sick, and they couldn't get it. They couldn't get the women to accept it, their bodies to accept it. They finally sent out an all points bulletin. Bristol-Myers Squibb said they were interested. One of the top, in fact, the man that was at the top of cancer, the Cancer Institute for the government, quit his job, went to work for Bristol-Myers Squibb. They signed the papers for the government. The government gave Bristol-Myers Squibb almost $1 billion worth of drugs, research, all the years of research and inventory. A year later, the guy, and I have this in my book, all the details. A year later, the guy, of course, leaves Bristol-Myers Squibb, comes back to the government with his pocket full of money for having given Bristol-Myers Squibb this chance to become billionaires. It's the revolving door between
all those. It goes back to following the money, but you know, there's got to be some way that we can create a humanistic side of this where it's not about the CEO having the fancy house, the fancy clothes, the fancy cars, that it becomes about the CEO bringing this drug into the marketplace at an affordable price so that lives will be saved. So
right.
That people don't,
well, it's,
don't
you know,
do that.
A lot of people ask them to, you know, to follow the paradigm of Salk. And make it free and available to all the people in the world that needed it, as he did with polio. A lot of people were clamoring for the government to do the same thing with Taxol, but it didn't, of course.
Yeah. Well, because, again, it's the greed factor, the money factor. We just saw this, and I tell people off topic, there's not much that we can do about who our cabinet members are going to be in Washington, D.C., the appointees and the ratification. But I jokingly said, hey, look what $2 million, look what $200 million will buy.
Mm-hmm.
And they looked at me and they said, what? I said, $200 million will buy you a cabinet position.
And
look at things happening in the country. So it's great that you have this book, The Taxol Thief, to bring this out and to awaken people. And now...
Yeah.
The idea is get them out there buying your book, reading the story, and then becoming active. So tell us where people can purchase the book. I know Bold Ventures has it on their website. I know that you had mentioned that it's available on Amazon.
Yeah, Bold Venture Press has got it right there in Fort Lauderdale. And you can pick it up on Amazon. With paperback or the ebook reader. One, the ebook, I believe, is $3.99, and the other is just under $17, with either Bold Venture or Amazon.
Excellent, and I know that when I met Audrey, and I want to share the story again, how I met Audrey, and again, it's about putting yourself out there, and I want to applaud Ceylon for putting himself out there and sharing this wealth of information. I was standing out front of a Subway doing a Facebook Live video. Audrey and Rich
mm-hmm.
happened to be walking by, and they heard me talking about what I do with the Cancer Society, and that's how we connected. And then they connected me with Ceylon, and I'm very grateful that you called in tonight, because this is something that needs to get out there. And, you know, I was sad, and I read a study that 85% of Americans after high school don't read another book. And I said, wow.
Wow. I've never heard that. Is wow. That's distressing.
I said, but there's so much out there to learn. I mean, the Tax All Thief book, it's a whole educational process. We've got somebody calling in, say, Lon, at the 386. We're going to go ahead and pick them up and put them online. Mm-hmm. If you're calling in from the 386 code number, you're on Talking Salon, talking about Salon's book, The Tax All Thief, and making a difference in the lives of people with cancer. Hello,
hi,
are you there?
This is actually, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, I can hear you.
This is actually Audrey Parenti. I'm the editor at Bold Venture Press, who ran into you with Rich Harvey, the publisher. And I just wanted to make sure that everyone knows that while it's our business to publish and sell books, we're going to be giving some of what we earn on this book back to the local area in Tamarack Sunrise for the project that J-Dog has, the Relay for Life, which is an American Cancer Society event. And you can get the book at boldventurepress.com. You could walk in and order it through Barnes & Noble. You can get it on Amazon and through Kindle, and also through the various ebooks that are offered on Smashwords.
Great. Excellent. Fantastic. I want to thank Audrey. Like I said, she totally surprised me the next day after we met when she offered to do a percentage of the royalties to the American Cancer Society Relay for Life. She keeps saying it's my project. It's not my project. I'm the team ambassador for our American Cancer Society Relay for Life of Sunrise and Tamarack. There's a whole group that's involved. We have an event lead, and we have a lot of great people. Right now we're at 44 teams involved in the relay, and everybody's invited to come out to Relay for Life on May 5th. And we'll have the Tax All Thief books there as well. But don't wait till May 5th to get the book. Take action now. Read the book. And get motivated. And I want to thank Audrey for calling in. Her call dropped. I wanted to see if she had anything else to add. But, Ceylon, with the book and the process of bringing it through the publishing process, if you could tell the audience a little bit about the process, and if there are any aspiring writers that are listening tonight, what suggestions would you give them to getting their book into the marketplace?
Just making it as good as you possibly can. Have somebody work with somebody, an editor like Audrey, that can help you polish the thing and getting it ready for market, and have a great story to tell. The fact that I spent years overseas in China and Russia certainly gave a lot of color and background to the story. And then I guess pray a lot that the book sells, that somebody reads it and likes it and it gets some press. And Jonathan, I thank you for giving me the chance to get my two words in on The Tax All Thief.
I appreciate you calling us in and being on the show, and I wish you a lot of luck with the book. I think what you're doing to bring things to the forefront is tremendous. I applaud you and celebrate you for that. I applaud all the work that you've done, and this is a way where people can be educated and know that there are alternatives out there to the chemotherapy. There's alternatives to the radiation. There are things happening. Sometimes those things take a while, like in this case, over 30-some-odd years. Hopefully we can speed up the process and get people active. If you want to leave the audience with a positive message tonight, Ceylon, please do so.
Well, I'm a cancer survivor myself, injured Vietnam vet, and I just never quit and just you know, you don't have to stop because you've had cancer and been hurt badly. Never give up.
I appreciate it. It's the never give up, and thank you for your service, because the reason you served is the reason that I'm able to have a show like this and get my point out there. And I'm going to take the next 4.5 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, to talk to you a little bit about staying motivated, never giving up, and never giving in. Again, thank you to Ceylon Barkley. The book is The Tax All Thief. Remember, when you buy it through Bold Ventures or anywhere, a percentage of royalties goes to the American Cancer Society Relay for Life of Sunrise and Tamarack. That money is used for research, education, advocacy, and services. Again, Ceylon, thank you for being on Get Motivated with J-Dog, and we wish you much luck with the book.
All right. Thank you, John.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Ceylon Barkley, the author of The Tax All. I want to thank him for being on Get Motivated with J-Dog. And, you know, we talk about motivation. We talk about doing what's right. We talk about making a difference. And looking at numbers, just right now, I went on to the website for the American Cancer Society Relay for Life of Sunrise and Tamarack. That's www.relayforlife.org/sunrisefl. And they have 13 Hope Club members. Those are people that have raised at least $100. 44 teams, 167 participants. They've raised $12,843.74. I have a donation page set up. It's http://main.acsevents.org/GOTO/JDOGG and the number 18. And a lot of people ask me about number 18. Here, are you a Peyton Manning fan? And I said, well, I like Peyton Manning, but it has nothing to do with Peyton Manning wearing the number 18. In Hebrew, there's a letter called Chai. And Chai is represented by the number 18, which represents life. And was very interesting. And this being my 18th year of participating in Relay for Life, I decided to put the 18 at the end for the website. So it's http://main.acsevents.org/GOTO/JDOGG and the number 18. And I'm personally at, you'll see online, it's $1,019, but I have some monies to turn in that we collected at the Pulp Adventure Con event. We collected $13 people, and more importantly, a lot of the people said they're going to put together items for us to use in a chance drawing at Relay for Life. Again, will be May 5th at Piper High School from 6 p.m. till midnight. And we're looking for in-kind donations. We're looking for monetary donations. If you want to support the cause, you can visit www.relayforlife.org/sunrisefl, and it'll be up there. You know, our theme is Superheroes for the Cure, and I'm in the process of writing a blog entry at www.the-spiritualawakening.com called Unleash Your Inner Superhero. And that's what people like Audrey are doing, and what Ceylon is doing, and what a lot of the guests that come on my show are doing. They're unleashing their inner superhero. And it's not a hard thing to do. All you have to do is look and say, I've got two choices. I could forget everything, or I could face everything and rise. My hope is that you will face everything and rise, and that you will share your stories, and that you will motivate and inspire those around you, and that you will become a lifter. And that you will take the things that you can change and change them. Accept the things that you may not be able to change and have the wisdom to know the difference. It is my hope that you take what we discussed today, the tax all thief, and you go and you support Ceylon Barkley, you support the Relay for Life, and you grab that book to read and you educate yourself so you can share with others. An educated populace is the most powerful group of people that you can ever have. The more you know, the more you learn, the more you learn, the more you earn, the more you earn, the bigger difference you can make in people's lives. I thank everybody for listening to Get Motivated with J-Dog. Until next time, this is Jonathan J-Dog Letterman reminding you to stay positive.